Somebody who lives that way is our dear friend Sandy Pierce of Huntington, Michigan. And you do live, I asked her if she slept well last night, because some of us have, some of us haven't. But you always look well rested. You slept fine.
I went to bed a little later than I usually do, because I usually go to bed at 9, get up at 4.
You usually go to bed at 9? God
yeah,
bless you.
Bet.
I've never been able to do it. And but, I get up at 4.
You know, we had to go to the cupola after
they
the
forced
dinner.
You? They
yeah,
forced you to go to the
so
cupola
So I didn't
bar?
Go to bed till
yeah.
about 11:30. I'm tired.
but you slept, which is good for you.
Yeah.
And this is a great event. You've been a part of it since it began. And just a quick observation of the power of and.
You know, when I think about it, Paul, by the way, good morning to everyone. But the way I think about the power of and is it's really good to bring people together that have different views. That's healthy. The power of and is to understand you have individual views, but to bring the collective views together to make decisions. And that's what happens when you have that attitude. I love the theme, the power of and, because it's powerful. And if you think about the state of Michigan, and I pulled these statistics really quickly, listen, our GDP is $529 billion. We're the 11th largest state economy in the union. The unemployment rate, 5.2% in April. That is a significant improvement from pre-pandemic levels. Job growth. We grew 84,000 jobs between April of 22 and April of 23. That's a 2% increase.
Wow.
The automotive industry employs 390,000 people. So think about the hub of where the auto industry started. We gave birth to the auto industry, to the middle class. And housing? Housing has increased 15% in the state of Michigan in 1 year.
These are all great figures.
Such great stats. I love
yeah.
Michigan.
These are great stats. And you love Michigan for a lot of reasons. And we love Huntington for a lot of reasons, too. And you bring to us a gentleman who has a brand new job. His name is Mike Land, Southeast Michigan Regional President. Because of her retirement. Mike, nice to have you here.
Paul W., thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, born and raised in Southeast Michigan my entire life. A proud graduate of Michigan State University. And
green.
Did I do that out loud? I am surrounded by green and white. It's not fair. But anyway.
It's okay, Paul
yeah,
W.
And
yeah.
I love,
you'll be
I,
fine.
I love Michigan State people. Yeah.
Banking 31 years, Huntington for 12, and super excited to be our regional president for Southeast Michigan.
Well, I'll tell you who else is excited, Sandy Pierce.
You bet, you bet. So, Eric Deese, we want to wish him congratulations. He took advantage of our voluntary retirement program, first one in our 150-year history that we offered it, and couldn't have a better replacement than Mike Lance. So I'm so proud that he accepted the position.
Thank you, Sandy.
Well, it's such an important position, and Huntington has taken a bigger and bigger and bigger position in Detroit specifically, but in this great state of Michigan, even though they are based in another city of ill repute, Columbus, Ohio. So like I said, surrounded. But you guys have been, you now have one of your, I would call it world headquarters, right here in Michigan.
Our commercial headquarters is in Detroit, Michigan. We have the Detroit Tower. It's phenomenal, 21 stories. And what's really important about Huntington that I'd like everyone to know is that we have this $40 billion community plan where over 5 years, and we're in our third year, half of it is dedicated to those that are most under-resourced, those communities that are most under-resourced. We're the number one small business lender in this country. We want to help those that need it the most, not a handout, but a lift up. And so I would encourage everyone to take advantage of our community plan, small business, affordable housing, community investment. Those are all pillars that we are bringing to the community, and they can call Mike, they can call Sandy, they can call any one of our over 4,000 colleagues in the state of Michigan, over 330 branches in the state of Michigan. Mm. We're here. Welcome to all.
Well, Sandy Pierce of Huntington, Michigan, and Mike Land, Southeast Michigan Regional President, the newest member in this hierarchy, you guys have always done this. You were the first to go out and say, you know what, small businesses need our help. We're here. You were the first to talk about community investment. The community needs our investment. We're here. You really have lived up to the things that you've said and promised.
We have, but you know what? We want to do more. We did listening sessions when we merged with TCF, and what we realized is that we're not doing enough. The need is great, and we can't close the gap, but we want to narrow it. And we encourage everyone, every company, to come in and help because the need is massive. But we're gonna keep working at it.
All right, we'll look forward to that. And Mike Land, we'll look forward to working with you as well in your new position.
I look forward to it too, Paul W.
Anything else we need to know?
Meet us at the Cupola tonight, 9 o'clock.
For a good time and to be sure to sleep well tonight.
That's right. Thank you, Paul.
Follow that advice. Sandy Pierce, always with us, always on, doing a great job of Huntington, Michigan. And the new guy, Mike Land, Southeast Michigan Regional President. Eric Dietz, enjoy your retirement. Good for you.